In today's episode, JJ goes to the beach and meets a celebrity, Samantha is in the wolf section, I go back to math class, and Angela and Mike test their marriage. This is episode 87. Oh, God. Why is that little creature there? That's so horrifying. Okay. Do we need a break or anything? Or are we good to talk about the games we want to play? Mike, did we come up with what number we're on?
Yeah, it's 87.
All right. 87. Okay. Are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure we've recorded 87 before.
We can
Unless
look on.
It's not out yet. Hold on.
Have we gone back in time today here on Funsphere Game Club? Hi, I'm Josh. Again, Samantha, with the second time with the scatting at some point. Just
beep a beep up.
I'm big
wow.
coffee. I'm big coffee.
Okay. All right. You're big
coffee
today.
Yeah, it's 87.
Okay. I believe you. I believe you.
Well, it sounds like you don't.
Maybe you're thinking
well,
of 78.
I was just double checking.
Let's go 87.2.
I'm going
to talk about 76. 87.2 electric. See, got it. We haven't missed a beat, folks. You know, it's been a while since we've recorded, but we haven't missed it. All right. So are we going to do introductions? Introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah. I'm BB. Oh, no. So, Yeah.
BB. Okay.
I'm Isaac.
I don't know who I am.
Well, Angela, I hope that one day you will find that out.
Thank you.
I have hope that you will discover who you truly are. All right. And we're going to start talking about, I don't know, maybe some video games today. Does that sound fun?
Samantha didn't introduce
games?
Herself, and neither did Josh.
I'm Big Coffee.
She was Big Coffee.
Oh, okay. My
she
B.
said that earlier. And I always say, hi, I'm Josh.
That's what
I
ever said.
Oh, oh, Big Coffee and Josh.
If you're going to tell on us, be right about it. Yeah. Get your information straight before you snitch.
I think my Big B. Coffee and Josh is the buddy trucker film
All right.
that I want to watch. But...
I was going to say only JJ will probably remember.
I do.
Do you remember BJ and the
I
Bear?
Do. I do. Grizzly Adams, right?
That was
yeah.
Pretty much yeah. That's the second media interpretation of a truck driver with a great ape of some sort. We had Any Which Way mm-hmm. But Loose with Clint Eastwood and then Jim. You know what? I think I'll start out because it's a good segue for me. I played a game called Bear and Breakfast.
Aww. Wait, what?
Yes. Samantha, I think this might be up your alley.
Gurgling
it's a game. Okay. It's a game that's kind of like, let's do Stardew Valley, but you're a bear. And let's do Minecraft, but you're a bear. And let's do like... hotel management, but you're a bear. And that's
so
that's
is it a bed and breakfast that a bear is running?
I think I very clearly said it's bear and breakfast.
Is it the Bernstein
But is that
bears?
The premise? It's a bed and breakfast that
First
you're
off, it's, I'm sorry, which ones did you say again?
The Bernstein bears.
Oh, the Bernstein bears.
And wait, and they went with bear and breakfast when they could have just put the R a little bit further back in breakfast and went with bed and breakfast which I think.
What?
I
think how is that better?
I've already got a problem with this game, Josh. No, I don't like it.
it's too easy to say the name.
But no, it's definitely one of those little fun little games inspired by those type of crafting
games. It's a cozy
game. And it is a cozy game, yes. I bought it because it was on sale, and it looked interesting enough to try. I finally broke down and played Onimusha 2. And yes, I remember loving that game when I was playing it originally. And I'm glad to say the adaptation has been completely faithful. And it was literally like being back on the old PlayStation 2 playing that game. Even to the point that I blocked out of my memory of being like, I enjoy this game. I love every part of this game. And then I got to the last boss and I'm like, this fucking sucks. Because Nobunaga is no joke in this game. So that's fun. I've literally played it to like 99% completion. And I lost to Nobunaga like 14 times and got frustrated with it and had to go play something else. And that something else is the newest simulator that I'm into.
Oh, God.
Gas Station Simulator. So I have... this game was custom made for me because it has all the aspects of all the other simulator games that I love. It has heavy equipment. I have a little bulldozer that I get to use to clear sand piles up. So there's my lawnmower simulator, stuff like that, construction simulator.
Explain to me how sand piles are piling up at a gas station.
Yes, okay.
Or are you just pumping gas?
Yes. Yes, so both. You are responsible for a gas station on Route 66. So
bad business decisions, but let's go on.
That's why you have to
work.
There's
sand there.
Yeah. Yes, there are sand there, and you are responsible for, like, stocking shelves, and it also has a garage aspect, so it took care of the car mechanic simulator I had been trying, and I gave it up quickly because it was vastly, vastly terrible. But this one was better. It turns all the little car games into mini games, so you can start playing that. This has literally helped me break my Baltro addiction.
Balatro.
So it's the first part of admitting you have a problem is the first step to recovery.
Yeah.
So that's what I had to do. But it's really well actually. I played it all the way through and beat the. It actually has a campaign. So it actually has a end goal in sight, but then you can keep going afterwards. It was very interesting. But again, one of those just like, I don't know why I've gotten to a point of finding games that are just repetitive tasks I find the most enjoyable now. I don't have the time and energy to put into like story and stuff like that. I was like, I just
want to. Have you all been to any of the... Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
No, you go.
Have you all been to any of the restaurants? We were in Phoenix about 2 years ago, and they had one of the little robot servers that would bring your food out to you, and they had the self-automated driving cars. You know, we don't see those over here much. Yeah,
what?
It's kind of crazy.
I drove from California to here, and we stopped in Arizona. We went to Bearzona.
Oh. Did you go to the Bear?
Good one.
Bed and breakfast.
And breakfast?
No, because we weren't allowed to touch. It's like one of those safari parks that you drive through and the animals come up and sniff your car. Actually, it's terrifying.
Oh, or bearifying. Let's keep this up.
Very bearifying. They're like, okay, this deer and this mountain goat is like looking at himself in your car reflection. Is he going to headbutt your car? Who knows? Look, we're in the wolf section now. Make sure you keep the windows up. My mom doesn't listen to anything. Taking like hanging out in the car, taking pictures, stressing me the fuck out.
So, yeah. I imagine putting the claim in if a goat hit your car. Well, I went to go see it.
I was up Arizona.
You get it. But so, Josh, what about if you're playing your gas simulator or your bear and breakfast game? Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, next time you play it, you see real people, and you know you're actually controlling the robot like that was in Phoenix. Like, would you find that a problem? Are you having fun doing this? you paid for the game, and now eventually you're conditioned to serve. Like, is that? I think that's the next step at this point. Like,
I have always said that in my career, one day it'll be me and the robots at work, and we'll get along great. I think it's just what's gonna happen.
What I was gonna say is, I think it's gonna get to the point where we need to start work on Simulator Enthusiast Simulator.
I think somebody's already beat us to the punch. I'm serious.
It's a game.
I mean, because they have so many of these that are like, all right, let's just take the genre of like Supermarket Simulator, which, by the way, Gas Station Simulator has that too, because it's got a little ringing up people section. And like they'll break it down into like, all right, this is a electronic store simulator. This is grocery store simulator. This is Ross the Boss Simulator. It's ridiculous that like any type that you want at this point, you can pretty much get. So, like, I think I saw one that was like trading card
Skid
shop
has
simulator.
That. and your patrons stink, so you spray them with air freshener. You can tell when they're stinking because all these green clouds come about. It's very accurate.
So, almost to Mike's point, are you talking about the inception of simulators, though? Like, the simulator?
Yeah, like, how many layers can you add in the simulator?
Yeah, so you're like playing the guy who's working the convenience store, but the guy who's just sitting down? Like, I need...
Oh, no, you're playing the guy that's playing the simulator.
Like, sit on a chair, it's like, okay.
Or like a gamer simulator, where it's just somebody... trying to live their life to fuel all these games.
The
that they
A button represents
play.
The right thumb. It's like, oh, this is nuts.
I'm pretty sure there's like Twitch simulators. So it's like you're kind of already got it. You're
you know, there's the VR
there,
game that I've always wanted to try, and I don't know the name of it, but it was like you're playing your Game Boy, but you're playing in class, so you have to like be in class looking up, and then you can look and play your Game Boy, and then the teacher walks by, so you have to do it in secret. So that's kind of it, but you're not simulating someone else. But, oh, man, that's awesome.
Think of the DLC you could sell for that. Like, you could play, like, the old Nintendo Watch games, or, you know, like, you could do, like, the TI-83 calculator games where, you know, you were trying to do algebra instead, but you're like, no, I'm actually running the, what was it?
Drug Wars.
Drug dealer simulator. Yeah.
I don't remember that one. I think I only had
Snake. Yeah,
we're a lot
older. Drug Wars was the game. It was good. I think I may have it on one of mine over here.
We also had Tetris. Yeah. We had them all. Okay, that about does it for me, what I've been playing. So let's see what Samantha's been playing lately.
Oh, I got addicted to something.
Okay.
Fallout 76.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Like, okay. Like my, it's such a time sink. Like, I started, like, okay, so I got it on PlayStation first because I had a gift card from Skid, which I had bought Clair Obscur with. And I still had like $15 or something on it. And I saw that if you had PlayStation Plus, you could play 76 for free. So I could buy a month of PlayStation Plus with the gift card and try it out. And I was like, we'll just see what this is about. And I just got addicted to it. I'd blink and like 7 hours had gone by.
Oh boy.
I have no idea how. I think the reason is because, so I like it better than Fallout 4. I don't, the story's whatever, but just like the gameplay, and because it's set in Appalachia, so it's much more colorful world, which is better off the bat. And I didn't realize it was set like only 50 years after the bombs fell, because I was so confused at like how these people were still alive. I'm like, what do you mean? They went to high school out here. Like, how did the Overseer live in pre-war, but still? Oh, because it hasn't been that long.
So they added NPCs by this point, right?
Yeah, there's a whole.
Yeah, when originally launched, it didn't have anything, right?
That's what I heard. I heard it sucks before, but it's better.
It was weird. I bought that game brand new for $10 at Walmart.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this was like 2019, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that sounds about right.
It's a lot better now, I guess, because I've been enjoying it. Like, it takes, so you can put on pacifist mode too, so nobody can kill you. And the community is actually pretty nice, because there's like donation boxes all around, and I've got some really good stuff. Like, I found like 400 stim packs and super stims and like Radex and Radaway, like 400 stacks of each. And I was like, thank you. And players also will like hide things around the, like in just random places around the map. So I like was looking, just looting a house, and in a drawer I found like a whole bunch of plans. Because another thing that really makes me love this game is it has my favorite things, which are searching for treasures and rare things, and then being able to sell those things to other players. And you have a vendor at your camp, and the housing / camp system is bonkers. Because, you know, like even with settlements, you could do a lot. But now you just like put your camp module down, and you can buy prefab stuff, or you can just build from scratch. And people make some crazy ass stuff. And I first thought you couldn't glitch like you do in Final, like you can do in Final Fantasy, but there is a way to glitch things. So I've been able to like, you basically, so like one thing, I have this TV aquarium, and it's pretty dark. So like I started small with this. You put a candle on top of it, you get the like pressure pad switch. You can sink the candle into the TV so that it has a glow, and then it tricks the game into thinking it's one item. So you can just move it around and stuff, and that's how you can get around their like limitations. It's pretty easy, but it can be annoying. So I love that, and some people's builds are really crazy. And then I'm like crazy cool and crazy insane, because they'll like put all you need to do to continue going vertical is have a staircase on a foundation and then a piece of floor, and then you can put another staircase. So some people have their camps like way up in the sky, and when you teleport to them to look at their vendor, you don't always land in their camp, so they just like fall from the sky.
So you've how much time would you say you've put in?
Well, on PlayStation I got over 100 hours, and then I realized, so I would have to pay PlayStation Plus subscription and subscription to Fallout First, which is like their battle pass, in order to like use half the crap that I had. So I was like, I guess I'm done with this. But then on the Steam, there was a Steam sale, as you guys know, and it was only $9 on PC, so I bought it. And I've started over on PC, and I've just been playing that a lot. I play it on the weekends, because Overwatch is really bad on the weekends. So, like Fallout.
I was going to say, did you finish Fallout 4?
No. I know how it ends, because I watched videos on lore before. But I just can't go back to that now. My character's so cool.
I was gonna say to her point, Mike, I think it's almost a completely different game than what originally launched as. Like, I think they've pretty much nuked that whole idea that they had at first.
I like the environment. I only played it a few hours, but I remember setting up like a little, like starting to make my own little camp, and I don't think they had added the pacifist mode yet, so whenever I would encounter another player, I would always just try to, like, because I did not want an online experience.
Right.
I just wanted the Fallout experience in a new world. So I just avoided people, and I never had any encounters with people.
I rarely do. There's only 24 people per server, so it's easy to avoid people. But like but when there's like events happening, or like, you know, like their fates in Final Fantasy, just like if things happening on the map where everybody has to, like, you can't do them on your own, you know? Like big group fights. That's when I see people. But I don't join teams. There's also, you can have a private server now, so you can just play through it on your own completely. which I would do, but then who would buy my stuff?
I was going to say, yeah, I remember the one of the very first criticisms was like it was just Mad Max style, like people were just robbing each other and killing each other left and right. Like you wouldn't even be able to get a chance to get anything started really in the game because it was that bad.
Yeah, it's not like that anymore.
Anything else have you played?
Just Fields of Mystria, getting ready for the next big update, final big update on the 21st.
Okay.
And Overwatch. I mean, that's pretty much it.
And Overwatch. Has Overwatch 2 reached its end of life? Are there any teases for like Overwatch 3 coming out or anything like that? I know they did some new.
They're still going hard on Overwatch 2. They even said they're getting back to story stuff now.
Okay.
No, they're pretty much. Because they put out a roadmap for Stadium and other things, and yeah, there's mm-hmm. no mention of Overwatch 3. Just because they haven't even added everybody to Stadium yet, so there's still a lot of stuff they can do.
Okay. All right, I'll give you JJ, one guess. What have you been playing?
Death Stranding 2.
That is.
I think you mean Bed and Breakfast. I'm gonna ride this joke forever. Yes, Death Stranding 2. It's amazing. It's probably the best game I've played in a long time. It's a bold statement. Brennan and I are playing it together, and he's about.
Okay.
Time wise, he's not much further than me. Time played, but he's just been following the path, like just get this, just moving forward with the story. So I was working from home on Friday, and I was watching out of the corner of my eye him playing a bit, and this spoils a little bit, but he reached a point where he's riding a coffin like a surfboard throughout the game. I'm like, what is going on? Like, I had way too many questions, but up until that point, it's great. The game's tighter, it's smoother, it's cleaner, and it's great. I can't.
It's a little more action-packed. Yeah, so, it looks
yeah,
like,
so there's
from what I've seen.
They pretty much just said, all right, give you guns, but they don't kill anyone because that was a big problem in the first one. You couldn't kill someone. It causes a void out and puts craters everywhere. So this one, they're like, all right, it just knocks them out. So they pretty much gave you all the action elements of Metal Gear Solid 5, and you can just go in there and just beat the crap out of everyone, knock them out, and then eventually you can start killing them, but that's a bigger problem down the road, and they don't recommend doing that. But it's, Josh, I think it's a game you'll like because I had like 6 deliveries, but I had to go over this mountain, and I was like, well, I can go to this spot quicker if I go up this trail here, and I can start seeing paths that you may have taken, or Mike, or Samantha, or even Angela if she played. So you can start seeing other people's routes too, which is kind of cool. And what they do. And so if I see that Mike went this way and I see that he left a ladder there, I can climb up that ladder and see why he went this way. And it's like, oh, Mike, you're an idiot or whatever, you know? So it's kind of cool when you can, play it that way. Like just watching what Brennan's doing. And I'm like, oh, this makes no sense, but he's going through the game a lot faster just to beat the game. And I'm trying to do all the deliveries with like, without all the cool stuff. You can get gadgets to make jobs easier, but the game's so beautiful that I just want to walk and look at it all. So it's good. It's good. It's 10 times better than the first one. Yeah, that's bold.
Wow.
But it's good. It's good.
How much time would you say you've got into
21
it?
21 hours, and Brennan has 26. But I'm at chapter 4, which is still really early in the game, like right at the end of chapter 4, and I think Brennan's at chapter 8. So we're close as far as hours go, but you can see he's way ahead. So factor in Kojima cutscenes, just nonsense. So, yeah. So he's probably just a cutscene ahead of me as far as timing goes, but he is grinding through it pretty quick.
I was going to say, actually, he's only climbed a ladder since the last from where you are, and it's literally taken.
Yeah, I read that this one has less hours of cutscenes. I think it's 6 hours total. And the game itself is about a 35-hour playthrough. And the first one was about 40, I think. But it still took me 85 to get to where I felt okay finishing the game. So I'm slow at games, but, you know, just walking all the time, I was fine with that.
That's cool. I'm glad to hear that you it met your what you were hoping for in the game. Like I said, I saw a lot of it, and I was like, actually, I kind of want to look into this too. I think I'll wait till maybe it gets its director's cut for PlayStation 6 or something like that.
Well, I've got the physical version. We should be done hopefully in the next week or so. You're more than welcome to borrow mine.
If only I didn't have the digital.
Well, you can buy the add-on now. It's $70 for the
Dang. Oh, that's right. Yes.
Guess you should have had Skid buy you the one with the.
Nah, it's all right.
But that's all I've been playing. It's a lot, you know. I told myself I was going to go to bed the other night. I was like, oh, small delivery. Got to go over this mountain. Looks like it would take about 20 minutes to do. Loaded everything up and just started walking. About an hour and a half later, finally made it. Like, well, go to bed. It was a lot. I mean, I had to fight a couple things, and it was tough, and there was some rain. Because this one has, like, earthquakes and flooding and avalanches, all these problems that you don't factor in just looking at your map. So I was like, oh, this is the way I go. And so I'm walking up the hill, and an avalanche comes down, and I'm like, well, I'm dead. So I try to hide behind some rocks, and, you know, you're trying to protect your packages and stuff. So, yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I think you should. I would pay full price for you guys. I'll buy you all a copy if you want one. It's that good.
I think we're good. Appreciate the offer, though. That's awesome.
That's too expensive.
All right. Angela, what have you been playing?
Just Disney Dreamlight Valley, probably. And the mindless games that Mike literally will go and just nag me about that I shouldn't be playing, and that, oh, don't play pay for play games, those are just cons. And
yeah, you got to put down money to play your games first.
She plays all those cell phone games that have the crappy commercials that you have to watch.
All those are good.
Is it all the Russian ones trying to sell you solitaire that, hey, I don't have money for sandwich.
That are people that write their own smut. Those are some commercials as well. They're really, like, they're apps where you have to pay to read.
Ooh.
Which, yeah, gross. I mean, terribly written books. But I was like, I wonder how much these people make, because I could also write a terribly written book. And I wonder if they make decent money or not.
Probably not.
I feel like I could go, and probably not. So, yeah, just those, because I use the Fetch app, which, you know, you upload receipts to or whatever, exactly. You get points, you can get a gift card, right? Well, you can play games, and it you can get points for getting certain levels. And so I was telling Mike, I was like, yeah, I'm getting, you know, here are all the gift cards I've redeemed these points for. And I usually redeem like $50 gift cards for Xbox so I can play Disney Dreamlight Valley, because it's also one of those pay to play.
So you can find all the magic stones.
Yeah, basically.
You're the Dreamlight
Whale.
They have
Peter Pan now. They what?
The Disney Dreamlight Valley Whale.
That's what they hope for, right? As far as the when you're designing those games, they want you that drop the $99.99 on like 1,000 gold bars or something like that for, yeah.
And they now have Peter Pan in Disney Dreamlight Valley. They've utilized Skull Rock, which finally, but then they also have the two additional games that, of course, I've purchased for Christmas or like my birthday. Mike gave me one of them. The expansion packs whatever.
Yeah, I keep meaning to move it to PC because I just can't play it on Switch anymore.
Yeah, I've been playing. It's still Xbox here. And I was like, it would be so much easier to have it. So they have a cell phone game, too. But, yeah, I'm just keeping on with Xbox. And I tried to play the one thing that you're addicted to. But I didn't get past the the whatchamacallit, the where they teach you at the beginning. Tutorial. Yeah, tutorial. Yeah.
Balatro?
I was like, this seems really complicated. Yeah, Balatro. I was like, this is really complicated. So I turned it off and deleted it. And Mike was like, you could at least play that. At least they're not making you pay to play.
No, I don't want you to get hooked like I am.
It's on my phone again. I felt bad.
No, get rid of it. I've literally have got over 100 hours.
And a net tattoo that says Balatro. Josh, you've got you've lost it. right here. It's like, I got.
Yep. Wow. Okay.
But yeah, that's
all right. Mike. Our Switch 2 owner here and all. What have you been playing?
So, I first thing I played, I caved. Well, mostly because you got me that eShop gift card.
Yeah.
That I hadn't used towards anything yet. So I was like, well, what the hell? I already have the money, so I'll get the welcome tour. And, okay. It was good for what it was, being $10. It still sucks that they charge for it, because it should have just been a pack-in game.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool. The reason I caved and got it was because I heard people saying that it references Mario Paint and the Game Boy camera. Okay. And I was like, well, I love those, so I definitely have to look. Yeah, it does, but not in a great way. They're just like, did you know Nintendo also did these things?
Like, yes, I was there.
Are you saying you spent $10 to test our marriage? Because he was yelling at me. We're trying to do one of these games. Was it that one?
Oh, my God. Not yelling at me.
Yes, it was.
I was like, can you stop dying, please?
He couldn't do it by himself. So he's like, get over here. And I'm trying to figure out how to work this stupid controller like a mouse. And then he's yelling at me for being jerky with it and killing myself. And then he does the same thing 2 minutes later.
So there. The mini games that are in this are deceptively difficult.
Just like,
and okay. Like so the last one, they want you to use both mice, and you're controlling a spaceship, and there's all this stuff that falls out of the sky, and so your job is to use these spaceships to collect stars and then avoid getting hit. But
so it's asteroid?
Basically.
Kind of, but they're throwing a ton of shit at you, and the ships are tiny, and you're having to, like, they want it to be a one-player game, and I got to the last one, and I was like, this is fucking ridiculous, so I gave her one of the controllers, and I was like, don't even worry about collecting the stars, I'll do that, just do not die. And it still took us close to an hour of playing it before I got it.
So here's the thing, Mike. You know, like in Top Gun 1, you know, they didn't look back at Goose and was like, do not die. You know, it's... you know, I mean, you know, there's a lot of pressure there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Especially on the last level. You throw her in on the last
level.
Oh,
you're sweating and crying. Yeah. Angela, I need your help. Don't die. Yeah.
She had a great handicap, so.
I will have you know that the winning hand, I collected some of those stars too. I wasn't just.
Oh, so now you're not following directions, like, Angela. You specifically said, "Do not die. I'll handle the stars."
Yeah, and I still got some of the stars and didn't die.
Mm-hmm. We had to have died at least 300 times.
It was bad.
Because it's a very quick game, and they only want you to collect 20 stars. It's just like, we would start, and within 3 seconds, she would die.
No, is this the game that also has the wheelchair basketball?
No, that's going to be a separate game.
Which looks amazing. That game looks so good.
So, yeah, welcome tour. I did everything there was to do in that.
Okay.
We'll probably never touch it again.
Oof.
And then the other game that I've got back into is a weird one. So Aaron, who you guys know, I don't know if you got to meet him, JJ. You might have.
I think he did. It was years ago, though.
Yeah, he was an old high school friend who lives in Minnesota. Okay. But I think he came for one of the Festivuses, like two or three years ago.
And they brought Yacine's, I think.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I only remember him because of Aaron and Theron.
Yeah. But yeah, so Aaron just put out three albums that are... It's a trilogy that is based off of his kid and Mike, his older brother, his two kids, where they like they have all these space battles and stuff. But it's pretty fun, and the music reminded me so much of now I'm gonna blank on his name. Hold, please. It's Motoy Sakuraba.
Okay.
So, yeah, it reminded me so much of this album called...
Oh, I know this.
Gekyo Unso, I don't know, something like that. But anyway, the reason that I came across this album in the first place was because he composed music for my favorite RPG of all time, Golden Sun.
Oh,
and the music in it is so good. And this was like 3 or 4 years ago. I was looking up, I was like, who did the music for Golden Sun? Because it was good. And in doing that research, found out that he had released this album in the early 90s, so before he was doing any game composing, which you guys will probably know him from Dark Souls.
I know.
I think
from
he did
Star
all
Ocean.
The music for that. But yeah, he's a incredible player and composer, and this album is so good. And whenever I told Aaron about it, I was like, you definitely need to check this album out, because I'm hearing a lot of similarities in like the stuff that you're making. And so in thinking about that album again, I started re-listening to it, and then that got me interested in replaying Golden Sun, and so now that's what I'm doing.
I gotta ask, what are you playing Golden Sun on?
The Switch Online.
Okay.
Because both 1 and 2, which are really the only two worth playing, Samantha and I can attest, because Dark Dawn was good, not great. But the first two were incredible, especially for being on the Game Boy Advance. Like, they hold up so well. And everybody should play them.
The reason I was asking that is because I have both 1 and 2, but I have them on my Wii U. It was one of the last things I bought on the shop before they closed it down.
Have you gone through them before?
I had played Golden Sun 1 before. And I think I started 2, but it had been a long time. That was back, I think, when they were on DS at one point from their eShop or something like that. Or maybe they had a collection that had both games together.
I don't know.
Cut out there, Mike. I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
I don't think they did. Are you sure you didn't pick up the first one on the Advance? Because I probably was telling you about it even when we worked at the credit union.
I am really quite sure that I played it on DS. The Advance was long before...
But the DS would play the Advance games.
Yeah, DS have like a slot for...
Yeah, it did. For Game Boy Advance games.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe I've got the Advance cartridge, but I played it on the DS.
I think that's more likely.
Okay. I'll have to look.
I haven't looked at my DS in so long.
Hey, guys. I'll be right back. I do have to run to the restroom. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
I guess so.
I'll be right back.
No, you sit here and you just... go.
You guys want to know?
Well, yeah. So, do what?
Sure. What's that?
Secret. When we recorded that one time and I disappeared, it's because I had to have diarrhea real bad. So I just hung up and left.
Oh, when you just dropped the call.
I don't know what happened.
It, it happens to the best.
I was like, I can't. Yeah. I'm not even going to. I can't. Nope. Goodbye.
Just got to go. So, Mike, have you actually got anything switched to exclusive yet besides Mario Kart?
Yeah, so I picked up Cyberpunk, and I played it once, and I was like, this is all right, and I haven't touched it since.
What kind of peepus did you make?
What did I make?
You can customize the genitals.
Oh. I don't even know
maybe
that
they might have pulled that from Switch.
Wow. Maybe.
What's that?
All right, JJ. So just so you know, the question is, Mike said that he got Cyberpunk for Switch 2. And then Samantha asked him what kind of genitals he made, and he did not recall making any genitals. Ooh. So we're wondering if the Cyberpunk port has been Nintendo-wise.
I don't know. It may have been. Just because, like, I started it so late, and I kind of just glossed over the character creation. Because didn't want to... it was too time-consuming.
Or did
they
give it the real director's cut, if you know what I mean?
You know what?
I was going to say, when you shoot someone, it just shows... It shows, shows sweat come off of them. It doesn't show blood like Mortal Kombat. It's... I thought they.
Yeah, I think that's probably the Goonies reference. You know, that was like the most important part for me. I was like, listen, this guy better be ready to go. I got nothing here.
So, Mike, we're gonna need you after this episode to create a new character and tell us if you can or cannot shape their penis in the way that you like.
I'll make Angela do it instead.
Okay.
She built.
It's a lose-lose for you, Angela. You get yelled at for collecting the stars, making the parts wrong,
You made this penis all wrong!
Reading a lot of fairy smut, so I can't make any promises.
I told you not to worry about the penis and just focus on not dying, okay?
There's starting to become too many things to play again, though. I'm kind of surprised. Like, I really haven't unlocked everything in Mario Kart World. Bonanza's about to come out, and that's made by the team that made Odyssey. So I have a feeling it's going to be really good.
Yep.
Tony Hawk 3 and 4 came out, which I'm kind of divided on, because 4 was my favorite, and I don't like the idea that they are making it a 2-minute timer game. Like, they nixed the open world.
Jack Black is in it.
I was going to say, I think I stopped on Tony Hawk 3. I don't think I ever played 4.
He's too old.
Yeah, he's very old.
Brittle bones.
He's a grandfather now.
He's doing joint supplement commercials.
I was going to say, he's easily in his
seat. No, he's probably just a few years older than us.
No,
I feel
dude.
Like his body must be 70.
It is.
I guarantee you. See how old he is.
Yeah, he's not much older than me. World. He's 50. He's 57.
Oh, so 60.
Just rich. I guess I'm dead with that math.
JJ, we're all dead. We're all past 30, so yes.
I'm going to be 36 in, next Friday.
Oh, I'll be in New York.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yeah. Wow, that was almost a decade ago for me.
Do it, lady, on your birthday.
We'll be in New York City.
City.
New York.
We also picked back up Mario 3D World. trying to go through that.
Mm-hmm. How is it?
We had to stop one night because Angela kept messing up again, and we discovered that it was the controller.
Which I told him it was the controller. No, it's not. You're going and pressing it before it starts. And I'm like,
remember, that was an issue. Like, if you, like, so I don't know what it was with some Nintendo games, but if you did the input beforehand, that it would get locked in that.
Yep. If you pressed,
it wasn't.
Held over.
It wasn't me. I wasn't even touching it. I was holding it.
We believe you. Yeah, we learned during Killer Queen Black that Mike is a toxic gamer.
Yeah.
So,
yes. Swear to God, our marriage gets tested every single time we play together.
Why do you think Mike and I are no longer married?
I just want to win.
I think the fun is... No, he enjoyed those secretly. I don't mind the process, like going and the game where crap's getting thrown at you and you had to go through the spaceship. Didn't mind having to start over, but the rage in which came out of this man next to me.
Oh yeah, I've seen it.
Just like, I mean, the noises, it was terrifying.
I've seen him play Mega Man. I've seen him play Castlevania.
By design, that.
So yes, I'm aware.
God, Castlevania, that was an adventure. We just decided one day, we were like, neither of us have ever beaten the game before.
Yep.
And we love that franchise so much that we're going to sit down and we're going to beat it. And there were times where we thought it wasn't going to happen. And I was like, no, we've gotten this far.
We're not giving up.
Tell him about the bruise on your knee.
Oh, so I woke up one morning and my kneecap was sore.
Oh,
I was like, that's a new one. And I got in the shower and remembered, oh yeah, I was playing Smash Brothers the night before. And I was destroying this guy, but then fucked up and ended up losing the match by, like, I just mishit something. And just in my blind rage, smashed the controller into my kneecap. And I didn't feel it then, but I felt it the day after.
Adrenaline wore off.
Going.
Who are you,
Mike? Wow.
I know.
Man, I was,
maybe you should talk to someone. You
know, back to our previous discussion.
Dr. Maybe Jekyll, you should Mr. play, Hyde.
I was going to say, maybe you should play some Gas Simulator or something like that. But
you should get Fields of Mystria when it comes out.
He'd
you might have an aneurysm if you missed a gas pumping wrong or something like that.
Angela, if you ever quote something like, don't get me upset or things will get very ugly. Jacob, that's from our other discussion. But, yeah.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
Don't get me upset.
Lie better.
Things will get really ugly.
That's at times you got to remind yourself, if I'm not having fun, I need to play something else. That's literally what I have to do. I'm just like, I am not having fun at this point.
Letting the rage out is fun in its own way.
Yeah. And like I said, meeting the challenge, you know, I'm not saying you can't play a game that's not frustrating or challenging, but at some point.
So Mike, when you were playing, were you online?
And when you beat it too, because I eventually unlocked all this stuff and I was like, this feels good. I can put this away.
Were you playing online, Mike, or were you playing just against the computer? Okay. So
yeah, it was online.
Oh, so against some kids.
Do you know the username who beat you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to say, do you have it written down right now?
Let's dox him and swat him both.
Because I know our worldwide audience can't see us right now, but you're holding up a sheet of paper that clearly has a username here, Mike. And
I mean, with Smash Brothers, I fully expect that I'm going to get rocked in that game, especially like putting it down for a while. And you know the online community, there are people that just churn it out. But there's something else that happens whenever you know that it's something that you can do, that you just made a stupid mistake. That's where the rage comes in. Or like those instances, like if I drop something on accident, then I don't give a shit about it. But if I pick that thing up and then accidentally drop it the same way a second time, I go from 0 to 100.
You know,
you didn't beat me.
I beat me.
I am terribly sorry you were forced to help Mike out with that game. Now it's all coming together.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he was like, I'm trying to do it because he's using his controller like the mouse on the armrest. So I'm trying to use the armrest, which is squishy. And it's really difficult to get a good read on it. And so, yeah, it's moving really, like, erratically. And he's getting pissed off. And so I move it to the center console of the couch that is much harder, but still disgusting because, like, it's just the fabric. Like, it's not good to do it on fabric. And, yeah, it was
I mean, some of the games, I even pulled out a mouse pad to use. It's just, like, the mouse controls work well, but they don't work well enough for the precision that they demand out of those mini games. And that's, like, the first 20 minutes of us doing that, she, like, I just kept telling her, like, you're moving it too fast. You need to slow down. And she kept just, like, jerking into stuff and dying. And I was like, slow down.
It wasn't, like, slow down. It was like, slow down!
Jesus.
But we beat it, and everything's great.
We did.
I'm glad you got your $10 worth.
Next time we're all together, I would like to see you two play together with no problems.
Oh, no. Next time we're together, I want to see you guys try to play it the way that they intended for it to be played.
I won't be able to.
We'll see who has rage.
You know what? You were all toxic. During Mario Party, when I was bad at every single game,
I was still learning the game. Except maybe JJ. I felt like it was okay to talk trash, but I didn't know if I was talking the right trash. Like
everyone was talking smack. I can't drive.
I was gonna say it's gonna be a lose-lose situation for us. If we come over there and we show you up, you're gonna get pissed, and then if we don't do well, you're gonna be just mocking us. So yeah, we really have the incentive to try this, don't we?
Yeah,
we'll provide pizza. I'll come over.
I'm bringing all attitude, just yelling at everyone.
And then we can switch to our card games.
I really want to play more Dreamgate.
Speaking of which, card games.
Yeah.
JJ.
All right, JJ, you got to tell us.
Dream Crush, which was probably with us. I got a chance to meet Francis, but. The Elijah Wood, who played the Francis character, he told me, you know, because I was probably like, I don't know, the seventh or sixth hour of autographs and photo ops, like finally got to meet him. And when I was the only one who brought this card, and he was so excited because he's like, oh, he like cheered up. He's like, oh my God, oh my God. And so he told me.
He's like, God, thank God.
Well, and I try to go there.
Over the garden wall.
Yeah, over the garden wall. I try to go there because the lady next to me made some artwork for him. I'm pretty sure it's from over the garden wall. And I was trying to act like I didn't even know who he was. I was like, I only know him as Francis, and I heard he was going to be here. He was in Lord of the Rings. I was really trying to play this up quite a bit. Someone I go over there, you had to give your card to a handler, and the handler gave it to him, and he was just going down. They're like, do you want a personal message? And I was like, I'm just trying to get his phone number because Francis is hot. So I go over there, and he just lights up. He's so excited. He's like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. So he tells me the story that he knows the owners of the Mondo company who did the first print of the game. And he's like, yeah, I'm good friends with them. And they said that we would love for you to be in the game and test play it as well. And he's like, well, I'm in the middle of the shoot. And this was his character in a movie called Come to Daddy, which I didn't know. And I looked up this movie, and I'm like, holy cow, that guy's crazy looking. And it's him. He was like, yeah, I just sent this picture to them. And he said it was fun. He got to send the picture, and then this is what he had. And I was like, so jokingly, I was like, oh, okay, awesome. Well, can I get your phone number on here as well? Because you have been the and he just laughed. And that was about it. All I was able to get for about a minute and a half. But with that said, he was very excited. Yeah.
That's great.
Wow.
That's
cool.
But yeah.
I'm glad you brought him something that he had not seen. That's
yeah, he lit up.
Something really great. I don't know how I would react to, I mean, I think I would appreciate people like bringing like that created art for me, but at the same time, would that not be slightly?
Here's what I can say. Because, okay. You know, people bring Skid in them a lot of gifts. Mm-hmm. Like a lot.
Sure. Yeah.
They like the artwork, but then they end up with like too many gifts sometimes. Or like, I even have it in my closet because Skid came right here from, I think, Nashville or something. Somebody crocheted like a huge blanket with a D20 on it.
Wow.
And he's like, I barely fit this in my suitcase. And I know that somebody else gave him something like massive and cumbersome. And he had to just throw it away. He's like, I can't bring this back with me on the plane.
Not that he didn't appreciate it. He just couldn't do
yeah.
anything with it. Okay.
And
so logistics.
Matter. And then like people like give them dice all the time. He's like, so many dice, but artwork they always appreciate, is especially if it's like of their characters and not of them.
Gotcha. We at Fun Sphere would appreciate cash.
I would love some gold. Cash. I know I'm gonna be so you hung out with Elijah Wood yesterday. I hung out with Elijah Cho this morning.
Ah.
My 4-year-old nephew, whose dream was to come over and watch TV with me, so we did that. And I ordered him French fries, and now I'm broke. So send us cash.
$20 French fries.
Yep. Now.
Did you get them delivered?
I had to. I didn't have a way to like go with them. So now my next paycheck is going to be gone because of the negatives. So if you guys could just all send cash, that would be great. Thank you, listeners. No money.
All right.
No. None. Not a dollar.
She can't. No. All right. Okay. So anybody else have anything that they're looking forward to coming out or anything like that? Mike, you mentioned that we're getting to the point of having too much to play. So are you going to get Donkey Kong when it comes out?
I'll get it eventually, but I'll probably wait a little.
Thank you, Ken.
Mostly because I just got, because Best Buy had a sale on a lot of the Nintendo first party titles.
That
was pretty good. So I ended up picking up Splatoon 3 and Kirby. So there's now I have those to play on top of Cyberpunk, which I haven't touched really, and all these games, and I decided to go back and play a game that I've played like 3 or 4 times through already, but I'm having more fun with it. So
Kirby, you're enthusiastic.
Sometimes you got to do that, though.
I've got it, Samantha Angela, for your next thing you all want to write or get a, it's the money opportunity that you're thinking about, Angela. Samantha, you can get in and write it and help. I think Cyber Junk would be the based on her earlier conversation, I think that is it. That is the fan fiction that you all should work on.
Why fan fiction? Why not? I mean, I don't know.
Cyber Junk 2069.
Which began as a sequel to, like, reskinned sequel to Labyrinth. But as I've worked on it, it has changed. Become its own thing.
And just think, whenever you finish writing it, then you can write a new book where you just swap the genders of your characters.
Yep. and stick them in the future.
Yep.
And now it's different. It's sci-fi now.
It's sci-fi now. Hilarious. Okay. All right. Well, I guess that wraps it up for this episode. We'll just see you next time, folks. Bye.
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 Bye.